Welcome back to Shabbos and the Parsha of Daniel Eisenberg. We are in Parshas Tezria. Parshas Tezria features, starts off with the discussion about the birth of a baby boy, a baby girl, the tumah that the mother experiences, and then it gets into the discussion for the rest of the Parsha, which is in the next parak, Parak Gimel, about tzaras, the bodily affliction that shows up, Chazal attribute to various sins. And within the diagnosis of tzaras and a follow-up diagnosis and the healing process, there's the number 7 over and over again, which we have seen throughout the Torah. It's a major number. Of course, 7 is number of Shabbos. But I want to focus on something actually from the first part of the Parsha. The Pasuk says, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Uvayom Hashmini Yimo Basar Arlaso. And on the 8th day, the baby should be circumcised. Now, the Gemara learns from here. It's actually a long discussion of Masechah Shabbos. There's actually a perek dedicated to it, Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, and it discusses what happens if the 8th day falls out on Shabbos. So seemingly it would be a problem performing a non-life-saving surgery on Shabbos should be something that should not be done, and especially not the preparatory acts, things that you might need in advance. And there's a discussion in the Mishnah brought down in the Gemara and brought down in the Halacha of what things you're allowed to do, and perhaps you're even allowed to carry the knife in public, or what other preparatory acts are you allowed to do that are also violating Malacha in order to be able to do the Bris Milah. But indeed, everybody agrees that the Bris Milah may be performed and must be performed on Shabbos as long as the Bris Milah is indeed on the 8th day. And the one of the places that it's derived is from this pasuk. It says, Ubayom Hashmini, Ubayom, and on that day, on the 8th day, and meaning that's final. Shouldn't even if it falls out on Shabbos, you should still do the Bris Milah on that 8th day. And the Mefarshim here point out, they speak about that, well, it's, and really quoting the Gemara, that it'll be different if the baby, let's say, had a delayed for whatever reason, he wasn't able to have the Bris Milah on the 8th day. So now it's the 9th day, 10th day, 20th day, whenever it is. And then you would not do the Bris Milah on Shabbos. The Bris Milah is not Doche Shabbos in that such a situation. It also would not be if it's a suffix, if there's a doubt, if it was he was born in Ashmasho. So it wasn't clear if it was Friday day or Friday night when it was already Shabbos, or meaning if the 8th day is Friday or Shabbos, it's unclear because we don't know exactly when the baby was born, the timeline, and it wasn't so clear. So then you wouldn't circumcise the baby on Shabbos. But there's definitely much Shabbos discussion on this pasuk and from these words of Vayom HaShmini that Yimol Basar Arlaso. So I do want to point out something that really can, I think, apply to our Shabbos that's significant to learn from, and it's an Or HaChaim over here who's really quoting Zohar. It's a lengthy Orach Chaim, but then he gets into the discussion. He says, "Mi gila sod ze ki beches yamim yeh bo koach lo pachas lo yoser." He says, "Who revealed the secret? What's the deal with 8 days? Why is the Bris Milah done at 8 days?" And he says, "Venir ki koach amor b'divrei." Basically, he's quoting from the Zohar in our parsha, and Parsha Tezria, as well as Zohar and Emor, that it's so that Kadesh Yavor Alav Shabbos Vesegiehu Nefesh Achyunis Hanishbaz Ba'olam Bayom HaShabbos. He says that basically it's important that before the Bris Milah would take place, that the baby will experience a Shabbos, and that he'll be able to get this spiritual life source in him, that Ve'oz Yeh Ben Kayama, then it's going to be a living child, meaning the child will be sustainable. The child can continue to exist. If the child lives through one Shabbos, then he's ready for a Bris Milah. And if not, not. And the only way to guarantee, well, not the only way, but one way that the system can guarantee that the baby will have experienced one Shabbos is if the Bris Milah is done on the 8th day. So for sure, the baby will have experienced a Shabbos. And he also quotes a Midrash in Bereishis Rabbah, which speaks on this theme. Similarly, it says, "Shakodim Shabbos b'haya olam rofeif roed," that before the world, before Shabbos came into the world was like in a shaky, trembling state. It was unstable. "Kevan shabo Shabbos nischazik v'nach," and as soon as Shabbos came in, it was strengthened and it rested, and there was stability. That Shabbos brought stability to the world. That before Shabbos, you don't know how things are going to be. I don't know if it's going to make it. And Shabbos gives this spiritual life source from a beyond this world source. And that's what helps something continue to exist. And then you can enter into the Bris Milah. So when we think about Shabbos being, we may think of it as a conflict. Like you have Shabbos on the one hand and Bris Milah on the other hand. Which one wins? And okay, it looks like Bris Milah wins and it puts down Shabbos. Maybe that's not how we're supposed to view it. That Bris Milah is the eighth day and Shabbos is the seventh day, but Bris Milah automatically incorporates Shabbos. That Bris Milah can't exist without Shabbos. It's not that now you have Bris Milah versus Shabbos. Like if the Bris Milah falls out on Shabbos, now you have Bris versus Shabbos. No. Bris includes the previous Shabbos. So you really have Bris and Shabbos versus Shabbos. And Bris and Shabbos is going to win. Bris is the continuation of the previous Shabbos, that there's the seventh day, but then there's the eighth day, there's going beyond. And it's not a violation. Just like Shabbos is an os hili olam, so Bris is os Bris Kodesh. It's also a sign. And it incorporates Shabbos. And realizing this idea that not only does Bris incorporate Shabbos, but Shabbos is the life source that makes Bris possible. So thinking about that in our own lives, how much bracha we get from Shabbos, we call it the Makor HaBracha, it's the source of all bracha, the source of all blessing, all the blessing that comes into the week, anything that is going to be accomplished, anything that is going to be a Ben Kayama, that will be sustainable, is only sustainable through the Shabbos. So while we are on Shabbos, we're living Shabbos, we're experiencing Shabbos, we should try to tap into that and realize that every moment of Shabbos is pumping energy into the week to come and everything in the future to come. And Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to experience that energy Shabbos in the week following Shabbos.